Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you out of Patriot-held territory. We are in the free zones. Of course, Spokane might not feel like a free zone, especially since it's in the within the borders of Washington State, but have heart, it is within Liberty State. So, Lady Liberty, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, and good morning to everyone else out there, and welcome to Trump Tuesday.
Trump Tuesday.
That's right. And
our president.
Yes, he's the legally elected president, just because all the other elected officials that used this same electronic voting system to get into office, probably by a manipulated vote, so they could rule against him in a time like this. Well, too bad. That doesn't negate the fact that he was legally elected. So
that's
there
right.
You have it.
Yes. And, boy, they're doubling down on their efforts to try to disrupt Arizona still. But there's another battle that's emerging. We thought, Louisiana was going to be next or Georgia. But
right.
Now they're filing motions in Michigan to do a election audit. And a judge is considering it. I don't know what that means. He's considering throwing it out or blocking it or considering allowing it. How can a judge just say yay or nay on something like that? Especially,
I know, right? Well, see,
it should be a panel of judges, if nothing else.
That's why everybody is referring to all of these lower courts as like kangaroo courts nowadays. Because
right.
Really, they're not. They only uphold the law when they feel like it. You know, and like, you know, when
that's
somebody
right.
presents evidence or they have a key witness that has very, very incriminating evidence
yes.
that they would reveal, the judge just won't allow that person to be part of the trial, as in the case
right.
with Todd Engle, right? And
right.
so they can just, you know, the one that provides the evidence has to be included in every lawsuit, right?
Well,
and so, I mean,
yes.
this is the kind of antics that we're seeing rampant in these supposedly or you know, alleged courts of law, right?
Yeah. I would say there's probably cowardice in many of the cases of these judges, but I think a lot of them are actually activists. I mean, I think that they are partisan. They're biased.
Oh, definitely.
They're on board with this. Because of the reasons that they give, and you know, you and I were doing the additional research, looking up actual case examples of courts that have refused to hear evidence, and we've been saying 60 judges, these 60 judges, 60
right.
judges, for because that's at our last count, that's what, but it is actually 86
right.
judges.
86.
That are stuck in our minds because what a perfect number, 86. How about 86 these judges?
That's right.
So,
yep, that's what they need. And they're also, they've all made it clear that they no longer are constitutional courts. They are case law courts. And so if things just kind of get, you know, sidelined or sidetracked as time goes on, they don't care. They don't want
right.
the Constitution or constitutional law read in their courts. I've witnessed that myself in one of the county cases up here.
Right.
And everybody's blown away. They said, what do you mean you won't allow the Constitution to be read, you know, whatever the constitutional
yes.
law was that had to do with that case, right?
Right.
They refused to allow it.
Well, it was just Todd Engle's case
yep.
in his testimony. You know, they stopped them from quoting the Constitution and they said, well, can we at least say First Amendment? No, you may not.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's suppressed. Evidence is suppressed. It's clearly an agenda. But this is what, and when I'm reading the quotes from justices who are saying the reason they will not hear the evidence, because this is what I was on the edge of my seat. What, pray tell? Why will you not hear this evidence?
Right.
Why will you not?
Right.
I want to hear the explanation. Their explanation of several of these judges is we held an election and the people choose the electors, not judges. That was
I'm sorry,
that's
but
cowardice. That's not even cowardice. That is complicit.
Yeah, that is the most inane line of thinking I've ever heard. That's almost like somebody that is only in first grade and they're asked to do calculus and they truly have no clue as to what's going on. That would be the case with those judges saying something so basic as that, that they can't understand why evidence of fraud might land in their lap.
Especially right? Like in Nevada when they said no evidence was presented and the attorney on behalf of Trump came in with 20 binders full of affidavits by people that were connected to the election process in Nevada,
right.
People willing to testify, all kinds of various different types of evidence. And the judge says, no, there's no evidence for it. And then the other justice is saying that, well, I can't call them a justice. There's no justice, a judge.
Right.
And saying that, well, I'm not going to hear the case because our electors are not decided by courts. They're decided by the people, and the people have voted. That's almost like you expect for them to put their thumb in between their little finger and like, I'm going to steal your nose now. You know,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Treating us like toddlers.
They are behaving like toddlers. If that is truly what they believe, they need to be removed from office for incompetence. Because we talked about this last week, how each state may have a different variation of how to get rid of or recall judges, right? And that every state needs to be investigating who these criminal judges are, because what they're doing is criminal. So not only do they need to be recalled by either the electors or the state's legislature for crimes, they're committing crimes by not doing their job.
They're not ignorant.
You know?
They're complicit.
Right. And that's exactly it. Either they're incompetent and need to be removed, or they're complicit and need to be removed. Either case, they need to be removed.
Yeah.
And so that was why we were saying people need to look into, was one of these judges in your states? Who was it?
Right.
And did they refuse to hear evidence? Were they one of the 86 now, not just 60? Were they one of the 86? And do you have to go through your legislature to get your legislature to remove them, or can the people do it like they can in Arizona?
Yeah.
The people in Arizona can just have them recalled just by a vote.
Right. And like over in Washington state, it's the legislature has the authority
the
to
legislature.
Remove judges.
Yep.
And that means the legislature has the authority to remove judges.
And that means that's also their job. When a judge is failing to do his job, it is their job requirement to remove them. It's not we could just ignore that because we're busy doing other stuff. No, that's part of their duty as an elected representative.
I would agree. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we do have a lot more to get to, so let's do the word of the day. I know it's going to be a good one, and you've got that ties in with the teaching that we heard from the pastor, Jonathan Kahn.
Yes,
he's a Jewish Christian pastor, super sharp, the author of
The Harbinger. Well,
several, The Harbinger I was trying to think of the latest one.
Oh my gosh!
I'll think of it.
It starts with a P. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Darn it!
We'll think of it. I don't want to derail you from the word of the day. So.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Because we have a clip that he was describing that we're going to play for you after this, and it's outstanding. And so, anyway, the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Revelation 20 verses 1-4, which read. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
Oh, there we go.
Yep. And so, you know, that is a comforting sort of a scripture, because it says that he gets a seal set on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished.
I've seen a lot of, you know, online texts and chat rooms that we're, you know, involved in and we follow and track. And one common thing that you see and hear patriots saying is, hey, it looks bad. Things are, the world is crazy. It's going insane. It's satanic. But we know who wins in the end. We know how the story ends.
That's right.
This right here is what they're referring to. This is what we are referring to. Because rarely do you see somebody say, we know how it ends, and it ends this way. Or, and here's how, you right. know. But so it almost kind of leaves it open-ended. Maybe for the uninitiated, someone who's not as familiar with Scripture, they're like, well, how does the book end? What do they mean by that? Well, this is it. You know, Christ comes back to reign on earth. Satan is bound. He's thrown into the pit so that he cannot deceive the nations any longer. We win. Christ wins. We benefit. Well, we're heirs with him in that.
Well, and also it reveals, it's revealing in, well, it's revelation, obviously, but it's revealing in the fact that the deception from the serpent of old, right?
Right.
The deception is enough to distress the people of the world so much that it makes it into the Bible, this deception. It's kind right. of like the end times is full of so much deception, and here we're even going to talk about it. He's finally thrown into the pit of fire so that he should go and deceive the nations no more.
Right.
Right. It doesn't say that he should go and lead people astray no more. It says that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. And
that's
so that
right.
is, that's very significant. That's significant that that is the relief that the people received from him being, having that seal set upon him.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting, because it is, it's like a plague. It's like when you're constantly lied to everywhere we go, there's lies abounding everywhere, from motives to who's behind stuff to just everything. Everything that we're hearing is just one lie, one deception after another, and it is just it's almost agonizing. You know,
it's agonizing because it is so insidious and it is so ludicrous.
Right.
The lies are now beyond.
Well, the lies are not even just lies. Now they're just flat out insulting your intelligence.
Exactly. It's like 2 + 2 = 4 is racist. So, I mean, this is, it's at that level where you, it's so astounding to look at these people keep straight faces as they say this stuff. This is beyond the scope of just lying.
Right.
You know, you know, we believe that the Big Bang Theory, that's how the Earth was created. And they try to give this big old scientific explanation about, you know, how the universe was created, and the Earth, you know, was molten and it cooled and amoebas crawled out of what eventually would become water. Okay, so, but at least they're straining to at least give some type of scientific theoretical, right. maybe sounds plausible type of explanation for where they think it all could have come from.
Right.
But now it's degraded to the point where, like we said, 2 + 2 = 4 is racist, and it's built on white colonial imperialism or whatever. And so it's just, it's gone beyond anything that we can even wrap our minds around.
Right.
How can you even, you can't even counter that.
Well, and
I mean, other than say, that's dumb.
And that's the thing too, is the super basic statement is evil is harmful, right? And so any form of evil causes harm, and a lie causes harm, and this kind of lying, this level of lying causes anger. I mean, it causes an insult to your intelligence, which is infuriating.
Well, and also the spirit that accompanies their lies,
right?
Because if you don't accept it, they get angry,
right?
In fact, hostile,
yep,
and destructive. I mean, they want to crush you. They want to destroy you. They're infuriated that you will not accept what there's
right.
this insidious lie,
right.
And that's where we've come to.
I know. It's almost like a micromanagement psychological issue that they have, where they not only do they want to control you and hyper control you, but they want to micromanage you by doing inane, stupid things like this, right, that'll make you so mad, and then they will try to still exert their power over you and crush you, even on such a thing that they know is insulting to you.
Right.
So it's not enough for them to control you; they want to insult you and rub your face in it, and still control you. While you know it's
and control your reaction to it.
Yes, exactly.
Your control, your even what's in your mind and in your heart.
Right. Because when you know it's wrong and you know it's stupid, and they still are going to force you.
Compliance is not good enough. Tolerance is not good enough.
Never.
They want to absolutely destroy you. If you, to them, they are now insulted at the notion of you just tolerating them.
Right.
You can't just tolerate me. You must embrace it. You must fight alongside of me for this. And if you don't, you need to die.
Right.
That's their...
Well,
you know, what,
they want to kill everybody anyway. I don't know why they don't get to the chase and throw down. You know, I mean, that's the backbone of communism, right?
Well,
there.
They
is
will
the sledgehammer.
They
you
will.
Know?
You know, we don't want to push it. As long as we can still enjoy going for a motorcycle ride or you know something like that occasionally, and not have to be living in that world. It's coming soon enough. Why you know don't want to push it, but it's.
It's maddening, and it's something that the people are viewed from, you know, by God as needing massive relief from. So
well, there is relief, and that's in our King.
Exactly.
And so there is hope in all of this, and it's we were told this is what's going to happen, and this is what Jonathan Cahn was talking about in his in this teaching with the sound clip that we have from him. And by the way, the book we're trying to think of, the latest one, is Paradigm. It draws the parallels between the Baal, the worship of Baal, and the paradigm, or the, I guess, kind of the template that's laid over top of where we are now, is it's like we're following a pattern that mankind has gone through many times before. It's really good from scriptural cases of even individual people, rulers, kings that are a template that we're following now, the same paradigm, but in a different timeline, more, you know, modern day.
Okay, great. So why don't we go ahead and play it?
Awesome. Okay, I got it queued up right here.
So what must we do? What must you do? If these are the days of Baal, then these must also become the days of Elijah. We must become more and more like Elijah, uncompromised, untainted, undefiled, unentangled with the world, separate from the world, yet a light unto the world. You must become more single-minded, rooting out all compromise and all fear of man, more pure, more focused, more single-minded, more set apart, stronger, bolder, less wavering, and more absolute, proclaiming the truth to a civilization, to a culture, to a nation that rejects it and yet needs it all the more. Never retreating, but always advancing, proclaiming the gospel of Messiah, the salvation of our God.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Hardly a shot was fired. With ruthless propaganda and clever political intrigue, the Soviets captured control of 5 free governments and sealed off 70 million people behind an iron curtain.
All right, welcome back to the second segment of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Don't forget to use that coupon code RFR for 15% off on your next order of Minutemen Coffee. Just wanted to throw that out there. But this segment is brought to you by EMP Shield, protection for your individual electronic equipment or all the way up to your whole home, a generator, your RV. Scale it up or down depending on your budget and your needs. Veteran-owned business. Check them out at empshield.com. Lady Liberty, we are here with segment two.
Yes. Yep, welcome back to Trump Tuesday.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, and there was something that Trump was saying on his website, you know, how he's starting that new platform. And
yeah.
So he's delivering statements there almost daily. And
no, that's DonaldJTrump.com.
Right. And
okay.
And he has a special tab on that website that is, I think it's like the desk tab.
It is. I think it's slash desk after DonaldJTrump.com/desk.
Right. Yeah. Or just go to DonaldJTrump.com.
Right.
And then there's the tab at the top and you just click on that. And that's the daily comments that he's making. And he was really railing on Mitt Romney, and good for him too, you know, because, it says that Senator Mitt Romney is being censured by the Utah County Republican Party.
And, awesome.
And it's for him wanting to prosecute Trump.
Yep.
And so good on them in Utah for doing that. Can we just give those people three cheers? Because,
amen.
Because
yeah.
Cheney in Wyoming, she's also being given a really hard time for
her
siding against Trump. I mean, because really, if you're at that level of the Republican Party representing your state and you're railing against your own party,
she's in Congress. She's like the number three position for senior Republican leadership.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're who was it? McCarthy from California. He's leading the charge and getting her yanked off of that position.
Yep.
Out of there.
That's
so
right.
So good on
and
them.
And good on them, because what are they thinking? Who, I mean, they had the presidency. They had the presidency.
Yep.
And so if they're not for that person from their own party in the presidency, who are they for?
Well, they weren't for America First. I'll tell you that.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And so we've got all kinds of issues there, you know, in Washington, D.C. We've got now Israel under attack from Hamas, multiple rocket attacks on Jerusalem over the last 24 to 48 hours,
right?
Which are backed by Iran, right? And you've got Ilhan Omar, Muslim, in our own Congress. We have a Muslim in our own Congress berating, calling Israel the terrorists.
Right. Yeah.
And,
That's why you know what you're going to get when you elect
right.
those people.
Right.
I mean, you know exactly what they're going to adhere to. And
right.
so, boy, if you don't like anything that they're doing in their own countries, don't expect them to do anything differently here.
Exactly. So Israel is defending itself. They're using military forces to respond to this terrorist attack.
Yep.
And you got occasional Cortex putting out a press release saying that their hearts and prayers or thoughts or whatever, the universe, out to the people, the Palestinians who are suffering from the Israelis. This is the kind of people that have weaseled their way into our government, our federal government.
Right.
It's shameful. So I'd love to see when they hold these people accountable. Of course, those are Democrat, KKK, communists. So they're just basically kind of doing what you might expect them to do.
Right.
But one thing I'm really excited about is Jay Inslee, that recall effort, recall Jay Inslee. That effort's going on because he just signed legislation to push for critical race theory in the public schools in Washington state. Meanwhile,
right. Yep.
Multiple states, including Idaho, which we're not very happy with Brad Little, and how he's acted like a dictator through this the COVID scamdemic, but he did sign the legislation to stop critical race theory, to ban it. Also in Wyoming,
right? Yes,
and I believe Montana. Numerous GOP governors have
right there. Well, and so we can see that the governors do get together and coordinate on different things, and thank goodness that at least the GOP are finally catching on to what the Democrat governors have been doing all along, right?
Right.
And so, and we're also seeing the GOP governors revoking unemployment benefits.
Oh, that is
so that people will get back to work.
Right. Right. And it was funny. I saw a headline with Biden trying to weigh in on that, right?
Right.
He's saying, we have not seen any evidence of people not wanting to go back to work because they were on unemployment. He said, but if they are doing that, they shouldn't.
Well, you know, and what we saw in Florida was, weren't they paying somebody something like $50 just to show up for an interview at McDonald's?
Yes, they were paying people to show up for,
show for an interview.
Interview.
They don't even have to get hired if they will just show up for an interview in Florida.
Yeah.
And so that, I think that was really smart of DeSantis to go, that's the end of that. You know
right.
what?
That was funny to hear the communist in chief, though, the imposter in chief, pretend like he has some type of morals about work ethic. You know, that would just be wrong if people were actually doing that. Why our borders are flung wide open and you're just standing there with a blank checkbook to fork it over to a future Democrat voters.
Right.
So,
you know, I saw an excellent meme. A guy was saying that, you know, if we're going to have illegal aliens allowed in here, at least what they could do is get legal citizenship if they would hunt down the sexual predators, these child traffickers. And, you know, then that way we could at least call it alien versus predator.
No kidding.
I thought that was awesome.
Well, the sad part is they've created a humanitarian crisis at the border. This regime has because there are predators.
Oh, yeah,
hunting aliens. Time. And these are sexual predators.
Right.
These are the it's what they've created. Really, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, people should pay the ultimate price for the harm that's come just to the children along the border. I can't even begin to discuss what's, you know, some of the stuff that's going on down there. I can't even repeat it. I can't even say it.
Right.
It's just really, really, really bad. And it's unimaginable.
Cruel. It's cruel. It's extremely cruel what's happening at the border.
Yeah. Children are just being dumped.
Dropped over a wall. That's
that just happened.
Feet,
like more little, toddlers. And it's raging heat down there.
Off of this huge stone wall. It's appalling.
Well, we've got a lot more to cover, but we're going to have to pick up where we left off tomorrow. So have a safe, blessed day, and we'll catch you right here at 7 a.m.
That's right. Have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.